y'all, Motown Tom here, and I want you to stop whatever you're doing and tune in to the Jukebox of Motown every Wednesday morning from 9 until noon. It ain't nothing but a Motown dance party, so join the dance line, and we're gonna be dancing in the streets every Wednesday. We have a very special treat this morning. We have live with us via telephone from the West Coast, none other than the legendary Mary Wilson, founding member of the Supremes. Mary is going to be in the Northeast over the next few days, over this weekend, with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas for some concerts. And Mary has very graciously agreed to take some time from her busy schedule this morning to be with us here on the Jukebox. So good morning, Mary, and welcome to the Jukebox of Motown. We're so glad that you could take time from your schedule today. I know you've got a very full day, so thank you for taking a few minutes to be here and talk with us. And you are coming to the Northeast this weekend. Friday night, you'll be at the NYCB Theater in Westbury on Long Island. And then on Sunday afternoon, you and Martha and the Vandellas are coming to Lexington, Massachusetts to Cary Memorial Hall.
That's right. I'm working with my girl, Martha Reeves.
Yeah, the legendary ladies.
She and I have been working together for quite a bit the last 6-7 months, and it's been so much fun. You know, we talk about the good old days and all those kind of things. So it's really wonderful.
Yeah. So now for the show on Sunday afternoon, what can the fans expect when they come to the show on Sunday?
Well, obviously both of us will be singing our hits, and separately, you know, I'll do our hits, the Supremes hits, and things like, of course, what Baby Love, Stop in the Name of Love, You Can't Hurry Love, everything is about love, which is very cool. And then I do a couple of songs that are my favorite that I do, a lot of maybe Rolling Stones and things like that. So it's a pretty well-rounded kind of show with lots of fun kind of things. In fact, as you know, Tom, I always like to bring people up on stage.
Oh, yes.
So that might happen. But I don't know. Is that Westbury Music Fair that we're doing?
That's the Friday night show. That's the show with you, Martha, and Chubby Checker.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
and then on Sunday, you're in Lexington, Massachusetts, at Cary Memorial Hall with Martha and the Vandellas for a 3 p.m. in the afternoon show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, because they just give me the itinerary and say I'm going.
<You're> <laughs> <laughs> This
is where you're going. Like, okay.
Right.
I'm on my way. And it's been great. So you know, it should be a good Motown evening. And people always love those songs.
Oh, yes.
All of the old songs.
Hey, we're not that old. No, I do. I get callers every week requesting. They love to hear things like Floy Joy and In and Out of Love, and Dancing in the Street and Jimmy Mac. So, there are a lot of Motown fans here in the Boston area. So, I think you're going to have that place rocking on Sunday afternoon.
Great.
So you've been doing a lot of shows with Martha and the Vandellas. So is that kind of like it was back in the early days at Motown when you would go out on the Motortown tour reviews?
Well, back then we would work with everyone. Are you kidding? I remember actually we the Supremes would always open the show because we had not as many hits as some of the other artists did, but you know it was the Miracles. It was the Contours. I remember we had so much fun with the Contours. So it was a lot of us on the same show. The Temptations, obviously, were on the show. In fact, we did some back in the earlier days with Mary Wells.
Mm.
And, so, you know, it all depended on who was at Motown at the time and who had the hits as well.
Right.
Now people don't work, you know, you don't have that many people on a show. But we found that working with a couple of us is really good, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why we know that the Temptations and the Four Tops do their thing. So Martha and I said, well, why don't we do the same thing like the Temptations and the Four Tops? And that's kind of what the show is like. the two of us, the two acts.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and I think that billing, the legendary ladies of Motown, I mean, that just that says it all, because you know, you guys are legends. In fact, you know, in fact, you were 20 years old when the Supremes hit it really big, when you changed from being the no-hit Supremes to being the world-famous Supremes. What was that like, being 20 years old and all of a sudden being on top of the world?
Well, first of all, the times were different. You know, we're speaking about the 60s, which was a time when, here in America, obviously, things weren't as free as they are now. Now you can go anywhere you want to go, and it doesn't matter what color you are. Back then, it kind of really did matter. So, you know, we were at the right places at the right time in terms of America kind of opening up. And so it was fun, because we were young, as you mentioned, 20. I didn't believe we were 20 years old. Wow, and it's been a long time. And you know, so it was fun. It was so much fun to start traveling, you know, to all the different places we had heard about. And obviously, we were poor, and then all of a sudden, you know, having money and the fame and. It was just great. You know, I remember going to Motown the first day when little Stevie Wonder was auditioning. And he was, what, 9 years old, I believe, something like that. And Mr. Barry Gordy said to us, "Hey, girls, come in. I have this little guy coming here today, and he's a little blind guy, and he's a genius." And we were like, "Oh, my God, a genius. Well, we're going to meet a genius." And then here comes this little kid, you know, running in, and he's like, just jumping up and on, playing all the different instruments, and the piano, the drums, and we were like, "Oh, that's what a genius is." And he was, you know, he was just a little boy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now he is this wonderful, great musician that he's so talented. But anyway, you know, we were there when Marvin Gaye came first time, and we were so surprised. He was so beautiful and handsome. And all the girls just fell in love with him. So, you know, we did that. And then, of course, you mentioned the no-hit Supremes. And see, people are not aware where that phrase came from. I was the one who made up that phrase. And I'm not the kind of person to say, "I did this and I did that." I did do that. Because when we first came to Motown, people were coming in there and they were getting hits right off the bat. You know, the Marvelettes came in and they got the hit "Please, Mr. Postman," and you know, then of course Martha and the Vandellas, they got their hits, and the Temptations started getting their hits, and everyone was getting these hits, and we still were not getting hits. And so I said, "I know that they're talking behind our backs and saying, 'Oh, those Supremes, they don't have any hits.'" And so I created that phrase, the no-hit Supremes, and now everyone's using it. So I said, I'm writing another book right now, and I said, I'm going to just start telling the world who created that. It didn't just happen. I created it. No one ever said it.
Yeah.
But I knew that people were kind of smirking at us behind our back. "Oh, they think they're so good. The Supremes think they're so good, you know, but they don't have any hits." So there you go. That's I just said on your station there.
Yeah, well, good. So we have an exclusive then. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's
so it was fun. It was so much fun back in the day. And yeah, to be, you know, then find out that we had the number one record. And all of a sudden now we were on top of the world. We were on Dick Clark, Caravan of Stars, when that record was released in 1964. And it, you know, became a hit in August. And then, of course, we started being the international stars, which was fantastic.
Yes.
And, it's just been great. So that's what it was like being, you know, back in those days, going from rags to riches, as they say.
And so, you know, back in those early days when, you know, when you were having fun and you know, building the success, did you ever imagine that, you know, 50-some years later, you would still be making music?
And, you know, I was with Cheech and Chong last night. They had an opening here in L.A. at the Grammy Museum. And someone asked them that same question, you know, and they said, no, you know, we were in the moment. And who thought about 50 years ahead? When you're 20 years old, you don't think about that. I mean, that's like, oh, that's a long ways ago. It'll never come here, but time is flying. And now we say, my God, you have 50 years behind. No, had no idea, you know, that it would last this long. Of course, the Supremes didn't, you know, we disbanded in, 1977. Mm-hmm. Of course, Flo was no longer in the group in 67, and Diane left in 70. And then, of course, we carried on. You mentioned a couple of songs that we, the 70 Supremes, recorded.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so, you know, it when it ended in 77, I still wasn't sure what was going to happen, you know. But I decided I enjoyed singing, so no matter who was there, I was going to go it on my own, and I started doing that. And, you know, here we are now, some 50 years later. And no, had no idea it was going to last this long, that people were going to still be listening to the music, people like you playing the music. Had no idea that it would last that long. So, you know, I said dreams do come true, and that was something that I kind of created myself because, mm-hmm. yeah, 50 years later, I'm still singing these songs, and Diane is still singing these songs, you know.
Right, yes.
Who knew?
Yeah. And people still want to. But, you know, that brings up another question for me because, you know, among all the many things that you do, and I don't know how you do all the things that you do because you do so much. But, you know, you've been very active for years now in trying to get legislation passed to protect the legacies and the heritage of the folks from the 60s and the early 70s. And so, you know, and I just found out that last week you've had a bit of success because that the House Judiciary Committee voted unanimously last week to approve that the Music Modernization Act so that it can now move on to the House. So that, you know, that's something too that you've been very active in that movement. Yeah.
To the Senate. Yes, I have, and I don't know how I got involved in all of this because prior to this Modernization Act, there was another act called the Classic Act. Mm-hmm. What they've done is to combine the two, which it actually is just about artists receiving pay if they recorded music before 1972. Now, we all know that most of the music you're playing and everyone else who's playing music, they're playing the music from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know that the artists do not get paid for that music when they digitize it and download it and stream it and all that? We don't get paid for it. So that's what the Classic Act bill is all about. And yes, we were on Capitol Hill. I was up there with my very dear friend, Darlene Love. She and I were there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lobbying a lot of the Congress people there to get, you know, help get that bill passed. And as you said, it did pass the House, and we're very happy about that. So hopefully it'll pass and it'll be put into law soon, and we can start being paid for all of that money. But there was also another act, piece of legislation that I'm sure you're aware of because we talked about it before. That was a Truth in Music.
Right.
And that has to do with people who have created new groups and named them on the names of all the older groups like the Supremes and the Temptations and whatever. So we got about 5, 6, 7, 8 groups of Supremes out there, and we all know about the Coasters, the Drifters, mm-hmm. and the Platters. I mean, there's like hundreds of them out there. So we're trying to stop that. Truth in Music is trying to stop people from stealing. First of all, it's probably like identity theft. So it's identity theft to the famous group's name. That's what that was called.
Right.
So yeah, I've been doing that, and you know, I've gotten involved in it over the years because so many of the artists are it's happening to them, and it's not fair.
No, it's not. You know, and you know, it takes people like you who have lived through this to really stand up and say, you know, this isn't fair. You know, we worked hard for this, and we deserve our due. We deserve our recognition, and we don't deserve to be ripped off. So and, you know, thank you for, you know, for being in the forefront of that movement, and, you know, and really helping us to understand also. You know, I think that's I'm much more aware now when I'm playing, you know, Motown music from the 60s about what's behind that, and that you don't always get paid for that music now in this digital age.
Yes, and there are a lot of bootleg pieces of CDs out there on music, and a lot of times they're bootlegs because people will, you know, especially fans will mm-hmm. record something and they'll sell it. I mean, I've seen online some recordings of mine. Somebody has made a whole album of songs that I recorded with the Supremes, without the Supremes, and everything else on a CD.
Wow.
And they sell it online. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, right.
So you have a lot of bootlegging and identity things that are being stolen and whatever. So, you know, people, let pieces of legislation a lot of times are involving world, you know, problems and American problems. But people don't think that our problems are important, but they are, because they are about the people.
Right.
And
yes.
The people who make music, and our music is played by everyone. When people are happy, when people are sad, you know, they're played at funerals, they're played at weddings, they're played all over the place. We give people a lot of moments of happiness in their lives, so we need to be paid.
Yes.
So enough of that.
Right.
I'm not running. I'm not running for president. Well, maybe I should. No. No, that's not right. Mary, slap it. That's too bad. It's because it's early here on the West Coast.
Yes, right. Yes, right. Yeah, I understand.
Well, but I'm doing lots of things, too, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And I'm currently writing another book. You know, I've done, two books, mm-hmm. and the two were combined into one. That was three. So now I'm on my fourth book, Dream Girl, My Life as a Supreme, and Supreme Faith, Someday We'll Be Together. My two books were autobiographical about the Supremes, obviously. And now I'm just kind of writing this other book, and I'm really, really happy about it because I've wanted to, you know, do another book. So I'm kind of really busy aside from traveling and touring, and it's been fun. I'm very happy to be writing the book. Plus, I've had a couple of records that I've recorded. Time to Move On, which was on the dance charts, I think, last year.
Yes, yes, yes.
They told me it went to number 19. I was like, really?
Actually, I think number 17.
Oh, was it 17?
Yeah, number 17. Okay, take that. Make sure you take those two extra points.
Yeah, I really should. And, you know, it's really good because I hadn't had a record that was on the charts for many, many years. So that was fun. And, of course, I think you have one that you play on your show that I'm very proud of.
Yes.
And, unfortunately, a lot of people don't play new music by artists of my,
Yes.
Whatever. So it's... A lot of people don't know of that record. What is it?
It's called Life's Been Good to Me.
That's what it's called.
You know, and now that I've started playing it, you know, and I use that song to close my show every week, now that people are hearing it, I'm getting calls now from people actually requesting that song be played. So it is, it's important just to get your music out there so that people can hear it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, but you know, things have changed so much.
Yes.
And I want to mention my Mother's Day song in a minute, but right now I want to say that things have changed so much, and some of the changes that are happening in America and the world are good, and life are good, because you know, you can't hold on to the same thing all the time. You got to change up, and I understand that. But you know, we have lost some of the good things, and that is like, the DJs used to make or break a record, you know, and they would play it, and it would, you know, then, you know, so, but you can't hear that anymore, you know, and that's really a shame, because new music like mine, Life's Been Good to Me, is a good song, but, you know, there's no really radio stations across the board that will play it, because they're playing other kinds of things now.
Right.
And it's really sad. You know, we've lost the mom and pops record shop.
Yes.
You know, you could go in there and look at the album covers, and it was so exciting.
Yes.
Those days are kind of over. So I just want to say all that to say thank you for playing, playing my music. So
well, really you're welcome, and as I say, the folks who listen to WCUW really enjoy hearing it too, and it's nice to be able to have that blend of the oldies, the classics, but also to have some new music to play too, so that people people get to hear what's happening in your career currently and what it is you're doing. So that is really great. Now I know that you have to rush off to class.
I do. I'm in acting class now, and so I go to improvisational classes as well.
Wow.
So I have that at 10 o'clock. And this morning, I'm in acting classes. I have an audition for a small part. I'm taking small parts in movies now so that I can, learn, get a little experience. Mm-hmm. Because even though I've been taking acting classes for years, I've done a couple little films here and there, but I've never really, really given it all. So right now I'm in classes every week.
Wow.
And this audition is very important, so I'm going to do that this morning.
Uh-huh.
Before we leave,
yes,
I do want to just mention for Mother's Day to all the moms out there, I have my mom's song that I dedicate to her, Johnny May, and so I hope that you will play that for Mother's Day.
Yes, I'm planning to do a whole show of Mother's Day themed songs, and that is definitely on the playlist because it's a beautiful song. The sentiment of that song is just so beautiful, Mary. So yeah, definitely that's going to be played. So
So I'm telling all my DJ friends to please play it. And last year, a lot of people played it, so it was really cool. So each year gets a bit more air, so that's really great.
Yes.
And so make sure you tell everyone at the station. I say hello and tell Barbara. I said hi.
I will.
And I look forward to seeing you and all your friends out at the show.
Right.
It's Lexington, I believe. Yeah.
Right. Sunday at 3 p.m. Right, at Cary Memorial Hall in Lexington. So, and Mary, again, thank you so much for taking time to join us here on the Jukebox of Motown today, and we will see you on Sunday.
Okay, hon.
All right, love.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Mary Wilson of the Supremes sharing little bits and pieces of her life with us here on WCUW. And again, Mary Wilson and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas will be at Cary Memorial Hall in Lexington this coming Sunday afternoon, April 22nd, for a 3 p.m. show. And I think there are still tickets available.
Hey, y'all. Motown Tom here, and I want you to stop whatever you're doing and tune in to the Jukebox of Motown every Wednesday morning from 9 until noon. It ain't nothing but a Motown dance party, so join the dance line, and we're gonna be dancing in the streets every Wednesday.
Stop.